You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
To set the stage for today's presentation, think back a number of years when you first attempted to ride a two-wheel bike. How'd it go? Chances are you fell a couple of times, but got back up on the bike and tried again. When you could finally ride on your own, you were still probably a little bit wobbly, or at least at first. But after some practice, you were riding like a champ. Did anybody help you along the way? Well, depending on your age, one of your parents probably helped you through the process. When you fell, they dusted you off, provided a couple practical suggestions, and you were then encouraged to try again. Most of us did not learn on our own. Someone else helped us. The process I just described is similar in a lot of ways to how many listening to this presentation started out in business. Most used to be a tech, working for someone else. One day a little light bulb went off, and we decided to go into business for ourselves. Nothing wrong with that process. That's how 90% of the current owners in the entire trades industry got started. The problem, however, is similar to trying to ride a bike for the first time. We'd never done it before. It looks easy from the outside, just like watching someone else ride a bike. However, when we try it ourselves, we realize that there's just a bit more to the learning curve than originally thought. This presentation is specifically designed for three groups of contractors. First, for the tech that's thinking about going into business for themselves. As we've all been told over a number of years, we need to count the cost before we move forward. This presentation will provide a bit of insight into running a business that you might not have originally considered. The second group, and perhaps the most important, is a contractor that's just starting out. The things I'm going to share, if applied, will place you light years, that's right, light years ahead of your competition. And the last group of contractors are those that have been in business for less than 5 years. This group has found out that running a business from the business standpoint is just a bit more challenging than they'd originally anticipated. Many of the tips we're going to talk about will help you become more organized and therefore more profitable. So let's get started. The first area deals with positioning yourself within the labor pricing model. All new company owners are going to begin by working in the field. Likewise, nearly all company owners will eventually make the transition from the field into the office. If you've been following Grandy & Associates for a number of years, you recall that when the owner transitions from the field into the office, their salary then becomes an overhead cost. The additional overhead generally requires a company to increase its hourly rate by somewhere between $8 and $12 an hour just to make the same profit. That's right. The additional overhead of you moving into the office generally requires that you increase your hourly rate by $8 to $12 an hour just to make the same profit. In order to ease that transition a bit, consider setting your initial hourly rates with this tip in mind. When setting your initial hourly rates, consider building yourself in as field labor and, at the same time, putting yourself in overhead as the owner. The net result will be that your salary will be built into the pricing model twice. You'll be in the field and in the office. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, there's two very good reasons. First, cash flow. The extra salary will build up the company's cash flow reserves. Cash flow, or actually the lack of cash flow, is a second leading killer of trades companies today, right behind improper labor pricing. It takes a huge amount of cash to run a company. It takes cash to fund increased inventory and receivables, not to mention the ability to pay your suppliers on time. It also takes a lot of cash to fund the growth of the company and a whole lot more. Placing yourself in the pricing model in the field and in the office will generate some extra cash that will help fund those things during those initial critical years. Second reason you'd want to do it, build yourself into the pricing model twice, is to ease the inevitable transition from the field into the office. When the owner is already built into the model as an overhead cost, while also being in the field, there won't be any need to dramatically increase the company's hourly rate when the transition is made. The additional dollars will already be accounted for. Next, let's talk about a chart of accounts. Is that exciting or what? When it comes to understanding the business side of the business, the foundation stone is having accurate numbers to review on a monthly basis.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.